So we were supposed to go to a Trump rally today.
Yeah. Why weren't you able to go to the Trump rally?
I was supposed to do a lot of last minute get out the vote things for Stacey Abrams. But yesterday morning, one of my neighbors called Ben, my husband, and said, can you come over here and help us build a coffin? I need help building a coffin. So I didn't have any childcare. Meryl is 6 and Jack is 4. So that's a lot of walking around. Yeah. So when Ben said that he had to go build a coffin with the neighbor, I just figured, well, sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you have to build a coffin
sometimes
and your plans
you just
change.
Gotta build a coffin. Yeah.
Why were that you called to help build this coffin?
Why wasn't I called to help build the coffin?
Why were you? Why was Ben?
He?
And
our neighbor died. Yeah, our neighbor died. We live in an interesting neighborhood in High Shoals, Georgia. It's an old mill neighborhood. There are a lot of mill houses there. Mm-hmm. You've been there. You've been mm-hmm. there like a couple of times.
Yeah, I don't know the history of it. Though.
Yeah. It's just a close-knit neighborhood. It's a rural neighborhood, but people who live there aren't exactly farmers. There's a whole, like, collection of people. It was meant to be an intentional Christian community it was first formed in the early 2000s. It was meant to be an intentional Christian community, but it kind of just didn't pan out mm-hmm. that way. But a lot of the people who live there, there's kind of the remnants of that community, and they're very into, like, Wendell Berry, and so it's an unusual neighborhood, and I don't know that there's one thing we have in common, all of our neighbors, except for kind of a disdain about modern life, I guess, or like a mistrust, not a disdain right. exactly, but like a mistrust of modernity. So a lot of the people who live out there, they don't have a lot of the conveniences that you might have if you lived like in a house in town. And one of them died on Friday, and she was quite old and had a great life, like was loved by everyone in the community. And so it's sad that she died, but it's not, it could be, you know, it
she
could be worse.
Lived a good life.
Yeah, she had a good life. And the neighbors got together and built a coffin for her yesterday, and it was done by the end of the day.
So they called, like, kind of all of the neighbors, like, as, like, a thing to do together?
I think it was just two neighbors. I think it was just Ben and our neighbor, who have been thinking about going into the coffin business. Yeah, they're actually thinking.
Your husband is thinking about going into the coffin business.
He is, okay. Yeah. It's good. It's a growth industry for sure. Yeah. Hmm. So they built this coffin, and they're going to bury her this afternoon at the portico, in the cemetery at the portico, which is like two doors down from my house. And so that's why we can't go to the Trump rally. Instead, we came here.